Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
There's been a lot of talk recently about capping or reducing income for the well-to-do. Barack Obama proposed a $500,000 per year salary cap for some executives at corporations receiving government bailout money. Here in Vermont, Governor Jim Douglas has asked state political appointees earning over $60,000 a year to take a 5% pay cut, the equivalent of raising their taxes $3,000 or more. And he's proposed limiting the compensation of heads of nonprofit organizations that do a lot of business with the state, presumably including Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, whose CEO was reported to receive $1 million a year a few years back. Former World Bank economist Herman Daly has for decades proposed income caps for everyone as a means of reaching a steady state economy. It's worth giving his ideas a fresh look. Daly starts with a simple and seemingly obvious observation. The economy cannot grow any bigger than the planet it's on. It's not far from that observation to economic heresy. The planet, it's not growing. Therefore, here comes a heresy bit. Therefore, the economy can't keep growing forever. Now, nothing can keep growing forever, that's just common sense. Amazingly, most economists seem to think that an exception can be made for their area of so-called expertise. The goal behind all economic plans I've seen getting any mainstream press today is to restore growth. Growth is a method used to keep people happy, with high employment rates and the number of economically struggling people small enough so that no one riots in the streets. Following the same sort of simple logic Herman Daly uses, we can say that if economic growth cannot continue forever, it has to stop sometime. Maybe that sometime is now. Last century had astounding economic growth. It was fueled by cheap oil, coal, and natural gas. Now, world oil production has peaked, or is near peak. Peak gas and coal may not be far behind. The 21st century has been called the century of peak everything. In an imaginary world where the economy could keep growing forever, it's less critical to impose limits on individuals' wealth or income. Sure, Warren Buffett or George Soros or Bill Gates might accrue billions or even hundreds of billions of dollars. But if everyone else's income is rising, or at least not falling, what's the problem? On the other hand, if economic growth has stopped, then the economy becomes a zero-sum game. Money into one person's pocket comes out of someone else's. At the moment, the economy is shedding jobs and shrinking, and no one knows when that will stop. It's actually worse than a zero-sum game. In a zero-sum economy, every $1 million taken home in pay by some fat cat executive means 20 people can't have jobs with $50,000 a year in income, or 40 people can't have $25,000 a year jobs. Herman Daly recommends both a minimum and a maximum income for a steady-state economy that works for everyone. The maximum income helps ensure there's enough to go around. Daly would like to see it high enough to give plenty of incentive for people to pursue education and work hard. He looks at the military, and he finds that the highest paid generals get 10 to 20 times more than the lowest paid specialist. In universities and government service, too, he says, the highest paid person generally takes home 10 to 20 times the income of the lowest paid person. Does this level of equality really give people the incentive to do their best? Well, is there any shortage of people in the military who work hard to become generals, or even to achieve the lower paid rank of colonel? Any shortage of people in government service or universities who compete for the top rung positions? Not that I've heard. Daly may be on to something here. Since the beginning of Ronald Reagan's term as president, the rich have gotten richer in the U.S., while income for the middle class and low-income people has stagnated. Things are so out of whack now that Daly says it would be an improvement just to cut the inequality ratio to 100 to 1. Remember, he thinks that 10 to 20 to 1 works well as a motivator, but I guess he thinks it's too far from the status quo to be achieved in a single step. So let's calculate here. Someone working a job at the federal minimum wage of $6.55 an hour earns a little over $13,000 a year. 100 times that is an income of $1.3 million. What do you say? Shall we set a maximum income in the U.S. of $1.3 million from all sources? Well, can anyone justify earning more than that? I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.